1 John 1, 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for your word this morning. We ask now that you would take your word and speak to us. Grant us understanding, change our thinking, strengthen our thinking, strengthen our faithfulness to you above all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On one hand, Jesus is a pretty big deal. If you look across the city of Sioux Falls this morning, I'm not sure how many there are, but if you left here and just drove around, you'd run into church building after church building. And if you added up all of that real estate, there'd be a lot of it. Millions and millions of dollars in church buildings and in church lands, pretty much all in the name of Jesus. Jesus is a pretty big deal. Not only that, but your calendar pretty much rotates around Jesus. You actually get time off of work because of Jesus. We call it the holiday season now, but actually it was Christmas originally, and the secular world set the calendar around Jesus.